News time. It's 5 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Top White House officials say more definitive answers are needed about the origins of the coronavirus. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says there's a need to investigate whether the coronavirus was a natural occurrence or whether it could have escaped from a Chinese government lab.
We don't know 100% the answer to that.
White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt says the U.S. is still looking for answers.
We need to get to the bottom of this, and we need a completely transparent process from China. We need the WHO to assist in that matter. We don't feel like we have that now.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the White House welcomed the family of George Floyd, who are advocating for a police reform bill on the first anniversary of Floyd's death. Philanus Floyd says Congress must pass the policing overhaul bill named in his brother's honor.
If you can make federal laws to protect the bird, which is the bald eagle, you can make federal laws to protect people of color.
Meanwhile, Floyd was honored in Minneapolis, where he died at the hands of former police officer Derek Chauvin, though gunfire rang out on the street, disrupting the area. One victim was transported to a hospital. President Biden will hold a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin next month in Geneva. The face-to-face meeting between the leaders comes amid escalating tensions between U.S. and Russia in the first months of Mr. Biden's administration. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the summit should send a clear message to America's adversaries.
That the President of the United States is not afraid to stand up to our adversaries and use a moment of in-person diplomacy to convey areas where he has concern and look for in areas of opportunity to work together in areas where we have mutual agreement.
The agenda is expected to include discussion of Russian action in neighboring Ukraine and the SolarWinds hacking campaign. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 81 points, the Nasdaq dropped 4. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. At least a dozen parents planning to attend the school board workshop discussion to voice concerns over edited yearbook photos that have since gone viral. This happening in St. Johns County. The concerns stem from over 80 edited photos that appear in the Bartram Trail High School yearbook that were edited to cover up chests and bare shoulders of teenage girls. The men's swim team photos were in Speedos, and they were left untouched. The superintendent has since apologized. Also during the meeting, it was discussed about the plans for moving forward with masks in schools at St. Johns County.
Did the intent to change our mask recommendations beginning June 14th, and that begins our summer programs, our summer camps, and those kinds of things.
Today, the final day for COVID-19 vaccines at the Gateway Mall site in Jacksonville. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The science now says 3 feet distancing, not six. But the second largest teachers union in the United States, the American Federation of Teachers, won't go back to teaching.
Dennis Prager, weeknights from 10 till midnight on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there is a broken down truck on Butler Boulevard westbound at the ramp to I-95 northbound. Also, there's a disabled vehicle on I-95 southbound at University Boulevard. And there's congestion on the East Beltway 295 southbound near Atlantic Boulevard. Mostly clear tonight. Expect a low 68. Wednesday, sunny. High 93.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 WBOB presents the Tony D Means Business Show with your host, Tony Davis. This live call-in show is all about business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm your host, Tony Davis, live in studio with the one, the only, Sean Suarez.
Howdy, howdy.
There he is, folks.
Beautiful day.
Behind the glass, it has been an amazing day.
It has been.
And week.
Yes.
It's almost too nice outside.
It is. We should be doing this outside on location somewhere, right, AJ, behind the glass?
Right, on location at some very nice location.
Lemon bar?
Maybe, yeah. Well, that'd be near the water.
That would be nice. We'd be a little distracted with all the beverages and stuff.
The show might go in a different direction out there.
It might. We don't need callers. We just have people from the Lemon Bar come in and talk to us and give their opinions. And
they might be if they've had a couple of drinks.
In various states of sobriety. But hey, yeah, here we are. 831-0600. 831-0600. We want to hear from you. We are going to talk about Yearbook Gate. We're going to talk about the social distancing bill that our Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law. We have a very interesting WTF. It's from a columnist that basically says, here's the title of the column. The evidence is clear. COVID lockdowns saved lives without harming economies.
Wrong answer.
And this is a columnist from a very large newspaper. And he actually won some, awards and stuff? I don't know.
Pulitzer Prize?
Yeah. I mean, are you kidding? All right. But it's funny. It's a funny article. It might be satire. It really might. I might be looking at it.
It might be The Onion. Check the baseline of that article.
I know. Yeah. I could be looking at it from the wrong lenses. It could be satire, and I could be completely critical about this thing, but it's a very good piece of comedy. And I'm just missing that. What else we got? It is our sponsors. We have sponsors. We have Granite Transformations and Bath Planet. And by the way, in our small business spotlight, we are going to have the PR director for the Home and Patio Show.
Nice.
On, and she is going to give us... The Home and Patio Show has not been on for about a year. We actually, when I owned Granite Transformations and Bath Planet, right before the pandemic hit, and the lockdowns were instituted and things were starting to shut down, we actually got the home show in under the wire last March 2020. And we got it in right under the wire. And literally the next weekend, stuff was being canceled. And then, of course, in the fall, we did not have the Home and Patio Show. And then in March, it was moved to this weekend.
Right.
But it is a go. So Liz Morgan, she is the owner of Liz Morgan PR, and has been working with the Jacksonville Home and Patio Show for many, many years. She will be on the call at the bottom of the hour, and she'll give us an update on what's going on. I'm sure it's going to be it's always a great event. It's always a great time down there at the Prime Osborne, and I encourage everybody to go, but she's going to fill us in on all the details. The sponsors are Granite Transformations, Bath Planet. You will actually find them there as well. They will be at booth 820 and 821, Granite Transformations and Bath Planet, right there for all your home remodeling needs, whether it's kitchen, whether it's bathrooms, Granite Transformations, GTJAX.com or BathPlanetJax.com. And their phone number is 904-213-7878. So, as we normally do, Sean, we like to talk sports from time to time.
We do.
And I say we just dive into the world of golf.
I agree. It's been a great week. Kiawah Island, if you've never been to just outside Charleston, South Carolina, it is a beautiful golf resort. They've got four courses there. Great food. It is a great area to vacation. Mm-hmm. And we got to see it on full display this weekend.
And one, Phil Mickelson, became the oldest man player to ever win a major.
That's exactly right.
And he was pretty much leading bell to bell.
He was. He tried to give it away a little bit, but nobody really came charging after him. With a big push that you normally see on a Sunday, but it didn't really happen.
So. And I got to tell you, we haven't had any golf to watch. I didn't watch that whole, some of the spectacles that they had maybe in the fall. What wasn't he playing with Brady and Tiger was, or somebody was playing with Peyton?
Yeah. Phil played with Brady and Tiger played
with Peyton.
No, was it
Peyton? Wasn't it Peyton? I thought it was Peyton. It wasn't Peyton.
It was Peyton, but I just can't remember if I got that pairing correct. But yeah, there was the four of them. They played pre-Tiger's accident and a lot of viewers. It was the first big sporting event post the lockdowns.
Right.
So there's a lot of viewership and so golf is, I will tell you what, it is experiencing a boom that we haven't seen in more than a decade. Mm-hmm. And if you drive by your local golf course, you will see the parking lot more than full, probably parking on the grass, all over the city of Jacksonville. And I think it's a beautiful thing because our golf courses, they need some business. It's a mm-hmm. great boost for our economy. It's a great outdoor sport/game that, kids that the age of 4 can play all the way up to 84. So I really am happy about it. But it was a great weekend to see to Phil get it done. So
I know. And I got to tell you, maybe when they had that pairing, Tom Brady and Phil, Tom maybe got in his ear about TB12 and all that nutrition, because the last time I remember seeing Mickelson on TV, he had his man boobs going on.
Yeah.
And he did not look good. But man, he was felt. I mean, I'm not going to say he was all cut up, but he was noticeably in better shape.
Yep. Yeah.
At
age 50 and 11 months, and he's looking as sharp as he's looked.
He might be wearing those Tom Brady kale pajamas to bed and drinking those kale shakes but it was fun. It was fun to see, and the crowds. I mean, that's like a breath of fresh air just to see crowds like that. There wasn't a mask in sight. It just felt like we were back to normal.
Right. Right.
Now they had issues with crowd control.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit. Yeah,
but yeah.
It was great to see. I know a few baseball games, especially in Texas, we've seen full crowds, but it's nice to see an event like that with full capacity, kind of back to normal. And
Well, if you're talking about you digress a little bit, but actually there are 8 teams now. If there are at least 8 teams now that are going 100% full capacity.
Okay.
Okay.
So we got that like 3 in Texas, or
believe it or not, the Washington Nationals are 1.
Really?
And the Boston Red Sox are 1.
Wow, that is surprising.
And I have the Twins are 1. Anyway, so that's nice to see. The Rangers, in Texas, the A's. Not the A's, the Astros. I'm actually going to a Royals game next month.
Nice.
It will be interesting to see if by then they will be at 100% capacity.
Okay.
They have no announcements to date, but... if you were watching the end, so on 18, Phil was up by 2 strokes against Koepka. What's Koepka's first?
Brooks.
Brooks, that's right. And they hit their first shot off the tee and went in the middle of the fairways, both of them. And the crowd just mobbed the area. They didn't mob the players. They mobbed the area. And which you don't see that. You see it around the greens on 18.
Yeah.
In a tournament like a major. And then once they hit that second shot to the green, the crowd ran up ahead of the players.
Right.
And now you have a horde of people around the green and behind the players. So the players are actually sandwiched between a mob.
It was a mob.
It was a little, it wasn't about the COVID that made it a little unnerving, but you're going, from a security standpoint, I mean, you have 2 of the premier players in golf right now surrounded by a mob of people.
Right. That was a little tough to see. But, they made it through and eventually got him up on the green. But, not without a few dings, according to Brooks.
Oh, yeah, Brooks, yeah. Well, anyways, you're listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. We're happy to be on the air talking with you folks. Give us a call, 831-0600, if you have an opinion about that, if you have an opinion about the Bartram Trail yearbook incident. We're going to talk about that, too. We'd love to hear from you, 831-0600. We'll be right back after this.
looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit bathplanetjax.com.
The leaves are falling all around. Time I was on my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged for such a pleasant stay.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm your host, Tony Davis, live in studio with my co-host, Sean Suarez.
Howdy, howdy.
And the show is sponsored by Granite Transformations and Bath Planet. Granite Transformations of Jacksonville and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. You can check them out at the Home and Patio Show this weekend at the Prime Osborne. Starts Friday and it runs through Memorial Day. So they are at booths 820 and 821. Or you can reach out to them and book a free design consultation at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 in my best radio voice ever. So, as we normally do at 5:15, we have a weather report from the official weather man of the Tony D Means Business Show. It is none other than Jason Hess, Captain Climate himself. Jason, how the heck are you, brother?
Well, just doing well, bearing down for our first heat wave of the season.
I got to tell you, I was at the beach yesterday, and it was no doubt the best beach day that we have had of the year. There was not a cloud in the sky. It was 85 degrees. However, there was an easterly coming off the ocean that just, I didn't sweat at all. It was absolutely amazing.
Nice.
How much more of that do we have? And will it carry, yeah, will it carry through to the holiday weekend?
Yes, I should classify this is our closest thing to a Phoenix an Arizona heat wave that we have with the hot, dry conditions here through the weekend, at least through Saturday. So temperatures well into the mid to upper 90s over inland areas, but the beach, of course, with the water temperature still in the 70s, will kick up a nice sea breeze during the afternoon hours, keep them closer to upper 80s, 90 for a high out there at the beaches.
Mm. So what about the weekend? How are we looking?
Yeah, we're unfortunately the transition from those easterlies to some possible westerlies as a front swing late in the weekend. The long-range models are really struggling to try to latch on to the beginning of our wet season, sea breeze, thunderstorm season. The weather's going to happen Sunday, Monday, sometime early next week. Could be more of those scattered afternoon storms. Mainly just west of the beaches, but it could be stuff that reaches the beaches on Memorial Day. So the best pick for the weekend for good beach weather will be early in the weekend versus Memorial Day itself.
Because as you have taught us, this time of year through August, easterlies, good. Westerlies, bad.
Yes, westerlies push the storms back to the beach. That's the problem. So like I said, that's the... So this is kind of a heat wave that we normally get, you know, this big dome of high pressure with dry air that came down kind of sets us up with this dry, hot weather here, which is something we had just 2 years ago. We had the warmest Memorial Day on record where we hit 100 in Jacksonville and 101 in Gainesville. So this is not too atypical this time of year. It's just a pretty dry air mass, as you mentioned, you felt at the beach the other day.
And before we let you go, you gave me a little tidbit of information that I found awfully intriguing, is that there was already one named storm out in the ocean. Hasn't there been?
Anna, yes.
Yes.
You got half the Frozen crew is on the board there out near Bermuda. A little swirl developed, and it was subtropical at first, and then became tropical, and then got sheared apart by a front yesterday. So it was just a couple-day storm. So we're already crossing A off the list.
And, that's crazy.
You don't. Our sister Elsa is coming up later on this year in the E's, but
Elsa.
But right now, we've already crossed off. Yeah, before even June 1st.
I know that's crazy. I don't. You know, you don't really usually hear about storms, named storms, until August, late August. But now we've already had one. So I know. Yeah. I know. Technically, probably according to the data, we could have one, but we don't usually hear about them.
Right.
But you get this kind of information on the Tony DeBean's Business Show.
That's right. That's right.
You know, you're not you're not gonna find this out. We already had a named storm, but you get it right here, man.
That's right.
Yep, we'll be here covering the tropics all season long.
That's right, all season long. And then we got Elsa coming up. Isn't that the cow, the Borden cow, Elsa?
Well, that's LC, but you know, Elsa is the Frozen sister. Yes, so that's so. I guess you can call it whatever you like. You're in the public can refer to it however they like, I guess. So.
AJ, you got a weather question for Jason?
Oh, just keep this good stuff up for a while. Right. Although we do need some moisture at some point soon.
Yes, well, eventually. Hopefully, after the holiday weekend, it all comes back next weekend. So, yeah.
All right, my man. Appreciate you calling in, and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you, sir.
You got it. That's it. Jason Hess, Captain Climate, official meteorologist of the Tony DeBean's Business Show. You don't get this, you know, AJ. You don't get this kind of information anywhere else.
I'm glad I'm right here to.
To witness it all.
Get it all in and soak it in.
Did you even know we already had a named storm?
Yeah, Anna. Oh,
you did? Well, Anna. You do now.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we have Elsa. Is that Elsa coming up?
Yeah.
Not Elsie.
Not Elsie, no.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyways, we have a little scandal that actually made national news. And this is, to me, a much to do about nothing. But Bartram Trail High School. They apparently have been Photoshop happy.
Apparently. Somebody got a handle of it.
You know, when you talk about it, you know, what, there's probably like 2,200 kids that go to that school. And all of this hubbub. And this actually was in the USA Today. They wrote about it. The Washington Post wrote this story about it. And if you haven't heard about it, what had happened was there were some yearbook pictures that maybe show some shoulder, some skin of 80 female students.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen one of the pictures. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, like, I don't know, Dolly Parton or anything showing, you know. I mean, it's just kind of a little, like.
Nothing inappropriate.
No, minor cleavage. I mean, you know, you've seen.
Not even that in some cases for these pictures, yeah.
And then they doctor it up. And they put like this Laura Ashley dress collar on it. And it's just like, why?
Right.
Why?
That is the big question, is why?
And they did it for 80 pictures, 80 students.
80 female.
Females.
Students.
Only females.
I think that's the scandal part. I'm actually looking at the article right now in the New York Times, Tony.
Oh, it's in the New York Times.
It's in the New York.
Yeah, this is a national story.
Yeah.
It's in the New York Times, which it must be a slow news day is the only thing I can say. But the scandal, I think, is the fact that they mentioned in this article as well, the whole male swim team is pictured in their Speedos without any Photoshop enhancements or adjustments to the picture. So I don't get it.
Apparently the Photoshop jobs were absolutely horrible. I think in some of them they put, you know, just kind of a black bar. The one, like I said, the one I saw, it was horrible. It was bad. It was poorly done. But at least the shirt matched the block of.
Right.
And I don't know if they've changed their mind or not about this, but there was story I saw just yesterday
mm-hmm.
that they could have their money back if they were upset.
Yeah.
But they also had to give the yearbook back.
Oh, they had to give the yearbook back. I heard they were giving refunds, but I didn't hear that they had to give the refund. I don't know
that
back too.
That part of that's what I heard. But I'm, you know, it.
It just
and that was from a reputable source. So
here's the question: Why are they doing that? I mean, you know,
it says their previous procedure was not to include students' pictures in the yearbook that they deemed in violation of the student code of conduct. So the digital alterations were a solution to make sure all students were included in the yearbook. Essentially, saying their code of conduct would have prohibited some of these pictures of being published in their yearbook. I mean, that's a obviously.
But they were never over the dress code. None of those girls would have been allowed in school, anything that they wore in those pictures.
Yeah, and if you see any of them, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that's not even the case looking at this. So somebody who's maybe raised in the 40s with dress code.
But there was one employee that apparently made the decision, and then they probably had to blame somebody.
And if anybody out there knows more about this story than we do, because we're just taking it at face value from what we've heard
from
about
the Times, from the Post, give us a call.
We didn't really read about it in the Times Union, but we've heard about it in the LA Times. No,
right.
Give us a call 831-0600. You know, yearbook gate. It's just now. Of course, there's two schools of thought here. They could have done it because they were overly conservative and they were being absolutely, I don't know, over the top on their censorship of what they deemed appropriate and inappropriate.
Right.
But how much of it do you think stems from kind of the world we live in and everybody is ultra offended by everything?
This is true.
You know, I don't know, obviously, somebody showing their shoulders in a yearbook isn't offensive, but could it go beyond that? You know, because of all of this this gender stuff that goes on, you know, and
right.
all of the pronouns and all of the, you know, are you flaunting your femininity? I don't even
femininity. Yeah, exactly.
Your female parts. I mean, what? I don't get it. But you do as a public institution, as a business, as anybody, you do have that sense of, is this going to offend somebody?
Right. Yeah. It's the world we live in. Like you said, it's like a giant fishbowl. And that was probably what drove a lot of this, was that, you know, they felt like they were getting ahead of something, but instead just created a mass controversy that went nationwide, essentially.
I mean, you have people canceling people out for anything and everything. And, you know, I can see schools just being just on edge, you know, just worried about who's going to go after them. And we better cover this up, or we better... you know, I mean, it's not like they made fat people skinnier, you know.
Well, back in my day, you know what they did? They covered up people's acne. And so the Photoshop was welcomed, you know, for some of these kids and high school boys.
They did it.
In Tampa? Oh, yeah, absolutely. They did it down there.
Really?
Yeah. Depending upon what photo studio you selected for your yearbook, they would help you out a little bit with your yearbook picture if you were having a bad day. Hmm. So I'm just curious to see where this goes from here, right? All this attention, all this hubbub.
It's got to be done.
You know, now kids are like, hey, what can we wear and get away with, see if they're going to edit me, right? You know, thankfully these pictures, most of these have already been taken.
Here's what you do.
So we'll see.
You have your picture taken and you fill out a form that says, and it has a questionnaire. How would you like to be altered? Okay. Maybe it's some poor little like nerdy kid that just can't grow. You know, he's like a senior and he hasn't have one whisker, you know, and he might say, hey, Put a 5 o'clock shadow on me.
There you go.
I don't want to show my kids. My kids are like, dang, Dad, you had a baby face.
At least they were acknowledging that there were boys and girls in the school.
That's true.
There you go.
That's right. These days is kind of unusual.
You know, but that's how you handle it. How would you like your picture altered?
Right.
You know what? Put an earring in and give me a pirate patch.
Give me some biceps that I don't currently have.
Yeah. See what you can do for me. Help me out. All right. Well, you're listening to the Tony D. Means Business Show. We actually have Liz Morgan from Liz Morgan PR. She's going to talk about the Home and Patio Show. It's coming up this weekend, starts Friday and runs through Memorial Day. You're not going to want to miss what will be going on at the Prime Osborne this weekend. It's always a good time down there. They have lots of fun things and great small businesses to give them their business. Anyways, we'll be right back after this.
Talk radio.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Republicans are preparing a $1 trillion infrastructure counteroffer to present to the White House by Thursday. The Republican negotiations are aiming to revive negotiations over President Biden's sweeping investment plan ahead of a Memorial Day deadline for progress toward a bipartisan deal. Republican senators sounded upbeat Tuesday after both sides had panned the latest offers. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki struck a similar note of optimism, quote, "We expect this week to be a week of progress," unquote. The administration is assessing next steps as Mr. Biden decides whether to push past Republican opposition with a Democrats-only bill. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 81 points, the NASDAQ dropped 4, the S&P declined 8, oil up to $66.07 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. Several parents attending a school board workshop discussion to voice concerns over 80 edited photos in a yearbook in St. Johns County. The pictures appearing in the Bartram Trails High School annual. The yearbook depicted crudely edited photos to cover up chests and bare shoulders of teenage girls. The superintendent of St. Johns County Schools offered an apology Monday. Also at Tuesday's meeting, St. Johns Schools talking about a less restrictive COVID policy when it comes to masks.
Just as last year we began protocols that were fairly restricted with our summer camps, we feel like in this situation where it is a parent and a family option to participate, that we will begin the new less restrictive protocols moving forward into the next maybe phase, if we want to call it, of dealing with COVID.
They'll do away with the mask mandate June 14th. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some major delays because of an accident on the West Beltway 295 southbound at Pritchard Road blocking the left lane. Also, there's a crash on I-95 northbound at the north end of the Fuller Warren Bridge blocking the right lane. And there's an accident on the East Beltway 295 northbound at Butler Boulevard. Mostly clear tonight. Expect a low 68. Wednesday, sunny. High 93.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
I deployed with the U.S. Army in 2003. I've been in 8 different IED explosions. I don't know how many gunfights we've been in. 5.5 years of combat, it takes its toll on you. A lot of cumulative experience and trauma.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
You know, the thing I can tell you about my dog is his eyes have that perfect amount of judgment, but also that perfect amount of love. And no matter what I do, he just looks at me like I'm either an idiot or I'm the best thing in the world. He's my cranky old man, and I love him.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
The Blackhawk by Dixie Chopper is the choice for landscaping professionals and large residential properties. This legendary zero-turn mower mows over 4 acres per hour with Kawasaki engines with 48, 54, and 60-inch cutting decks. All of our Dixie Choppers feature tough 7-gauge decks and heavy-duty chassis backed by our 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. Stop by Bennett's Power Equipment on West Beaver Street in Jacksonville to get in on our 0% for 48 months financing for all models in our large inventory today. Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest lawnmower, made in the USA.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. We are coming to you live from Jacksonville, Florida. Sean Suarez in studio with Tony Davis.
All right.
You are?
I am.
All right. Since the start of the show, you're doing even better.
That's right.
Well, it's always a good time, AJ. And here we go. We are going to talk about the Home and Patio Show. The Jacksonville Home and Patio Show is back in business, baby. It has been a while. They were supposed to go on in March. They pushed it back to Memorial Day. We missed out in the fall. And on the phone with us right now is Liz Morgan, owner of Liz Morgan PR. She has been working with the Home and Patio Show for many, many years. I know her personally. I haven't seen her in a long time. Liz, how the heck are you?
Hi, Tony. It's so great to hear you and to be on your show. This is so exciting.
I know. I'm so happy to have you. And not only am I happy to have you, I'm happy to have you. And we get to talk about a Home and Patio Show going on.
I know.
It's been a long time. And I just remember when I owned Granite Transformations and Bat Planet, which, by the way, they are sponsors of our show. Every year to a year since 2005, it is going to be a void in my life. But that's okay, because
you can always come and visit.
I can always come and visit.
And you should, yes.
And I might do that. So home improvements, and you saw this a year ago, once April hit, and not April, May. Once May hit for Floridians anyways, Home Depot was packed. Pat's Nursery was packed. I mean, we were busy. Everybody, home improvement spending is just up. So this is, Liz, this is going to be an amazing show, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, like you said, like home improvement is one market that didn't suffer during the pandemic. You know, we were all at home looking at the four walls and, you know, you couldn't help but notice things that needed to be repaired and renovations that needed to happen. And we finally had time to do it. And, you know, in some cases, the pandemic really kind of forced some of those changes, especially when, you know, school was at home, work was at home. So a lot of people had to do things to, you know, set up that home office, and it has just not slowed down. And, you know, I think it was the Better Business Bureau said that 3 out of 4 people started a home improvement project in the past year, and 41% of those are getting ready to start their next project. So it's not slowing down.
That's right. That is so true. And if you're out there and you're one of those people that are going, I do have several projects that I want to get started, there is no better place than the Home and Patio Show to see all of the different products out there, all the different companies that can help you, many of them with great offers. And what are some of the hot trends right now, Liz, that are going on that we're going to see at the Home and Patio Show?
Sure. And like you said there, you know, a lot of us have been shopping online, but there's nothing like that face-to-face contact with a local expert. You can ask your specific questions. They oftentimes know your neighborhood, what's there, and also those that often their deepest discounts of the year they offer at the show. So a lot of the trends, of course, everything's been shaped by the pandemic, but one of the biggest things we're seeing is that because we couldn't leave our homes, people really looked at their outdoor space to expand that living space. So a lot of the trends have to do with being outdoors and working from home in the outdoors, which we can do here in Florida. Mm-hmm. We can do, you know, most months out of the year. So a lot of people are shopping for either furniture that's going to be durable enough, you know, to work during the day, searches for, you know, whether you want to call them she sheds or man caves, you know, that detached small tiny house. Searches online in the last year up 159% because people are looking to do those, turn those into an office or a granny shanty, I've heard them call.
Granny
shanty.
You know, people,
granny shanty for visiting grandparents and parents so that you kind of extend the living space in your home by adding that outside, that little extra space, these sheds and tiny houses that can be fitted with electricity and AC and all that. So that's definitely a trend. I think gardening, I don't know. I know a lot of people that picked up gardening during the pandemic for multiple reasons. And that's something that's not going to stop. So you're going to see at the show a lot of container things for container gardening benches, you know, accessories for that gardening. And then, you know, also pizza ovens, which is, do you have a pizza oven, Tony?
I do not have a pizza oven.
You don't? See, that's another thing. I think because people were stuck at home, They were entertaining, and the place that we could entertain was outside. So mm-hmm. we're seeing searches for pizza ovens up 80% online in the last year, and that's a really affordable, in a lot of cases, affordable thing to add, even if you don't have a full outdoor kitchen. Mm-hmm. So that lighting for the outside is another way to kind of amp up the ambiance without spending a whole lot of money. But the biggest thing we're seeing is that in every single category, consumers are looking and consumers are spending. Kitchen and bath are still number one, even with the pandemic. Nothing can touch that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the home show is going to be a great place to see all those trends in action.
Mm-hmm. And actually, a lot of what we talked about was centered around the outdoors. The cool thing about the spring show, which is what we're in the spring show, even though it's kind of pushed back a little bit. But the first few rows as you walk into the main floor, if I remember right, it's all outdoor patio stuff like Pratt Brothers. They do like a huge display. It probably takes them, two days to set it up. Are they still doing that this year, too?
They are not going to be there this year. You know, we did have to move the show from March back to May. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different with being over Memorial Weekend. Show starts on Friday instead mm-hmm. of Thursday and runs through Monday. And we did have a couple people that the scheduling didn't work out for them, including the Pratt guys. But you will see the spring show. You'll definitely see more outdoor skewing vendors. The fall show mm-hmm. tends more towards interiors, but because the fall show was canceled, it's going to kind of be a blend this time. You're going to see equal amounts of outdoor and indoor, lots of outdoor furniture, lots of displays, lots of, ideas, inspiration. You'll see people, with their notebooks who know what they want, and because all the exhibitors are in one place, you can shop and compare at the same time. But then you'll also probably walk away with things new things that you didn't know you wanted to do, because it's a great place to get ideas and inspiration too.
Okay, so for those out there that are listening and we don't want to sell past the clothes, they're already excited and they want to go, what is the Home and Patio Show website?
Okay, so everything that you want to know is going to be at Jacksonville Spring homeshow.com, and that's a place where you can get all the hours. You can buy tickets. If you buy them in advance, you'll save a couple dollars off purchasing at the door. You'll see the show features. We're having a food truck rally Saturday and Monday. If you don't feel like grilling and you want to come down, we're going to have 6 different food trucks down there Monday as well as Saturday. Pet adoption event on Sunday, Petapalooza. There's always something, and what we're seeing the most is that there's just a lot of pent-up demand of people wanting to be out and see each other. And this is one of the biggest consumer shows to be back at the convention center. And I really hope we see a lot of people out there, but mm-hmm. we're getting the impression that we're going to see quite a crowd because people are wanting to get out and they have projects to do.
You know what, Liz? I think it's going to be gangbusters out there. I know it's always popular in the spring, and you're right. People are tired of phone. People are tired of Zoom. People want to be out there amongst other people. And from what I understand, masks are not required, but they're recommended. Is that correct?
Correct. Okay. Yes, we're following the building and CDC guidelines. So, masks are encouraged, but they are not required. And social distancing will be encouraged, and you'll see, lots of hand sanitizer stations throughout the show floor mm-hmm. As well.
Liz, thank you so much for being in our small business spotlight. I appreciate you, and it's so nice to hear your voice again.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Folks, if you want to go out to the Jacksonville Home and Patio Show, do it. Do it this weekend. It starts Friday, 11 to 9, Saturday, 10 to 9, Sunday, 10 to 6, and Monday, 10 to 6. Plenty of opportunities for you to go and check out what's out there. And you know what? Update your home.
Absolutely.
Why not?
I want a pizza oven now.
I know. No kidding, man. You're listening to the Tony D. Means Business Show. And it is sponsored by Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. So she was talking about kitchen and bathroom remodelings. Well, that's what they do, and they are the best at it. They are going to be in booths 820 and 821. So go check them out. They have show specials going on, and they book a free design consultation while you're there. They will come out to your home, and they'll help you get the aspirational kitchen or bathroom of your dreams. You are listening to the Tony D. Means Business Show. We will be right back after this.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit bathplanetjax.com.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
It's time for some money tips from the money man, Sean Suarez, financial advisor for Raymond James with Meinrad and Leaper. Sean, what do you got for us, man?
Well, you know, last time we spoke, last week, we talked about the big I word, inflation. You know, we had seen a 4.2% increase year over year of CPI here in April. And you're seeing that when you go to the grocery store, aren't you? You're seeing it at the gas pump. Now we're starting to see it in larger items as well. The supply chain has had some issues. Lumber has been a big part of that, but that's not the only one. Semiconductors, computer chips. And guess who's really dealing with that the most? It's car makers. And so if you've ever followed economics or the markets for a long time, you've understood that as go the car dealerships or car companies in this country, so goes the economy. It's kind of a leading indicator. And so when you start to see issues with the supply chain in our automakers, it should give you a little bit of hesitation, because all that's going to do is, obviously, with supply and demand rules, we've learned this in high school, it's going to shorten the supply chain. So we're going to see a higher demand, which again is going to flow right into our inflationary theme of 2021. So if they don't have the cars and trucks on the lots that you're expecting to see when you go up to the Ford, Chevy, or GM dealerships, guess what? They're going to be able to charge a higher price for those particular vehicles. And so there's going to, we're going to see that impacted sales. We're going to see it in higher prices. And we're already seeing that on the lots, even here in Jacksonville. So again, it's a leading indicator for those who kind of follow the economy. It kind of flows right in with the inflationary pressures we've seen. And then this week, we heard from the Fed. And the Fed came out, some of the folks that are part of the San Francisco Fed, they've come out and said we're in a transitory mindset as it pertains to inflation. What that means in basic English is that they're keeping an eye on it, but they're not ready to let their foot off the gas pedal as far as, you know, low interest rates. So low interest rates are still going to continue probably for the rest of the year. So if you're looking to buy a home or a vehicle, you know, those low interest rates probably aren't going anywhere, according to what the Fed is saying right here. They're saying we're not going to declare victory with this economic recovery too soon, which is good news for those needing to borrow money. But for those that are savers or who would like to see some interest on their money in the bank or in the, let's say, treasury bonds or something that actually pays you interest, then guess what? We're going to have low coupons on our fixed income for that much more longer. It's just unfortunate, but that's the world we live in. And so they're not going to let their foot off the gas pedal with low interest rates. So probably, you know, like we had mentioned last year, we talked about 2022, 2023 before rates would go up. Sure enough, that's where we're at. So it's rare that we kind of see that path so clearly, but that's what we've seen. So interest rates will probably stay low for a little bit longer, according to the Fed and according to the article released in the Wall Street Journal today. And so, again, what does that mean for you as an investor? Well, take a look at your fixed income side of the portfolio. Make sure that you're diversified amongst all the different asset classes within fixed income to where you're getting a good coupon. Because if you're just in treasury bonds, you're probably not getting paid much. If you're just in CDs and savings accounts at the bank and money markets, you're not getting paid anything close to 4.2% in inflation. So if you aren't making inflation on your money, you're losing purchasing power. What does that mean, Sean? Well, what it means is you better talk to a financial planner or financial advisor, such as our team here at Meinrad and Leaper Wealth Management here in Jacksonville, to talk about putting your money to work to not only keep up with inflation. I mean, gosh, we would hope we could do that.
I hope.
But my goodness, you need to be outpacing inflation pretty handsomely to keep up with taxes and to pay the bills, especially if you're getting close to or are in retirement. So if you want to give our team a call, it's 904-642-3257. Again, I'm Sean. I'm one of the financial planners there on the team. Would love to talk to you, give you a free consultation. Again, you can visit us on the web as well at meinrodleaper.com. That's MEINRODLEEPER.com. You'll find our wealth management team website with all of our process, our philosophies, our backgrounds, and pretty much anything else you'd want to know right there on the site. But we look forward to hearing from you to figure out, you know, is your money really working as hard as it should be, especially in this inflationary environment? So, Tony, that's all I got.
That's good stuff, as always.
Awesome.
And you and I were talking off the air a little bit about some of these IRS changes that
the
Biden administration wants to roll out. They actually want to double the size of the field agents. And I actually had a conversation. I was meeting with my CPA this week talking about some things, and we got into just kind of chatting about Venmo and you know, people pay her. She buys concert tickets, and they pay her through Venmo. The Biden administration is going to go after those types of transactions even more. And within this new bill, they're going to double the size of the IRS, which if you have to call the IRS recently, you have to wait on hold for a minute and a half. So I don't even understand how they can even take on more stuff.
Right.
So if you're going to grow the IRS to, but anyways, they are going after any transaction that you have in your bank accounts, meaning not going after, they want to have that data.
Right.
They are going to they want transparency with what goes on in the lives of the American citizens as far as where their money goes, how it moves, and they want a significantly more control over what we do with our money and what they see. Cryptos, they want to obviously tie that down. That's
it's Big Brother, and they want to know what's going on. And their big push right now, as you probably heard on the news or read in the newspapers, is tax enforcement. They're trying to raise federal revenues to help pay for all of the stimulus that's already out there, but $6 trillion more that they would like to, you know, fund in the future. So the only way they're going to do that is obviously raise taxes on the so-called quote-unquote rich, but also to be more enforcing of tax payments on everybody from zero to 400 and beyond. So if you've ever been through an IRS audit, it is not fun. No. And we're going to have twice as many auditors and IRS agents out there. Not a lot of excitement there.
And if you remember, rewind back to the Obama administration. What did the Obama administration do to conservative political groups like
the Tea
Party?
They targeted them, right?
They targeted them with the IRS, and they made life miserable for them. And you don't hear about the Tea Party anymore.
That's right.
They're not around anymore. But that was part of the Obama administration weaponizing
the IRS.
IRS.
And guess what?
And you're seeing it again.
Seeing it again.
Big government. That's what they want. The rest of us on the other side of the aisle would love to see as little government as possible.
Exactly.
Keep our military strong and give us roads and bridges and infrastructure. That's all we need. I don't need you to do anything else. Don't tell me to wear a mask. Don't tell me to do this. Don't tell me to think the way I want. You know, we're individuals. That's what makes America great.
That's right.
So Freedoms, man. Freedoms. They're coming after them. They're coming after freedoms and our money. So, speaking of economy, we teased it a little bit at the beginning of the show. Mike Hiltzik from the LA Times, he wrote a column, and he said, the evidence is clear COVID lockdown saved lives without harming economics. This is not a joke.
It's not satire.
No. He actually wrote, this guy won, what, Pulitzer's and some kind of like journalistic awards. I don't know what they give, but he won something. He's won awards before. And if you read this article, he does not substantiate this. He puts a lot of smoke and mirrors and stuff that maybe his, you know, you looked up on Twitter, he's got like 20,000 followers.
Less.
This guy is ultra left. And actually within his article, it's more, he slammed our governor.
Of course.
And he slammed Abbott. And that was pretty much it. He basically was talking about, you know, what did we learn from the pandemic? First, lockdowns played a significant role in reducing infection rates. Now, he writes all of this stuff as if it were fact.
Yeah, without any evidence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second, they had a very modest role in producing economic damage. Paragraph 3 of his column, he states that as if it were fact. I would love for him to have to state his case and argue his case with restaurant owners.
Right. Where's the fact checkers on this stuff?
And then never mind that due in part to its residents having taken... okay, so he's talking about the governor, our governor. He says, Florida's Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, thinks he'll be able to run for president in 2024 based on his having outlawed lockdowns in much of his state without suffering in COVID statistics and protected his economy. And then he says, neither claim is true. Well, I'm pretty sure that our numbers are better than California's. And yes, we have protected our economy.
That's exactly right.
But yet, for his minions, they're going to read this rubbish with not a an analytical or a critical eye. They're just going to take it for facts.
With their biased goggles on, exactly.
And then he says, on the other side of the coin, California's relatively stringent and far-reaching lockdowns are a centerpiece of the Republican Party's campaign to recall Democrat Newsom. Never mind that with the residents having taken stay-at-home rules, social distancing, and masking seriously, California now boasts among the lowest case hospitalization and death rates in the nation, as well as a recovering economy. I mean, he said nothing there.
Yeah, where's the stats for that recovering economy, and where is it ahead of Texas and Florida?
That is so vague. You can say that about every single state,
right,
in the union. Okay, yeah, everybody's rates across the board are going down, and everybody's economy is getting better.
Exactly.
And the economy, I hate to tell it, I mean, and then he goes on some of the stuff. He was actually, so he's talking about businesses wanting to get back to work and putting their workers back to work. And then he goes on to say that deprives the workers of their unemployment benefits. Well, yeah, that's the point.
That's right.
We want to put everybody back to work, idiot.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. If you have, go look it up. Read this article. It's a good for a good laugh. That's all the time we have. You were listening to the Tony DeVine's Business Show. And we will be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. So this is Tony Davis signing off for Sean Suarez.
Yes,
sir. Hope you guys have a great week. Enjoy the weather.
Take care.
And have a safe Memorial Day.
As a business owner, it's top priority that my office equipment and technology is top-notch. That's why I work with CFX Office Technology. Charlene here. Do you want reliable copiers and printers along with a secure scanning and document management solution? Call my friends at CFX Office Technology. CFX is a family business here in Jacksonville. They're helpful, professional, and always respond super fast to any issue. Trust me. Call them for your business needs. Visit CFXOffice.com, CFXOffice.com, and tell them Charlene sent you.
Congratulations to all of the graduates from Z the Founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street. Z Best Tunis Restaurant with the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more.
Try a pound of gizzards or livers, 30 jumbo shrimp, or the classic chicken sandwich. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z Best The Original.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 Fruitco. Talk Radio. WB